This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to deliver a highly personal speech that he wrote as he accepts his party's nomination for president at the Republican National Convention. That's according to two people familiar with the planned remarks. It's Trump's first speech since he was cut off mid-sentence by gunfire during an assassination attempt at a rally on Saturday. Trump says the shooting has led him to change the speech he'll give on Thursday night in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Several sources say the gunman at Donald Trump's rally on Saturday had photos of Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden, and others on his phone, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports. Meanwhile, here's Mike Hempen.
The sources, speaking on condition of anonymity, say 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks had looked updates for the Democratic National Convention as well as Trump's appearances. Three people familiar with the investigation say the shooter also had searched for major depressive disorder. However, one of those sources says investigators haven't determined whether Crooks was actually diagnosed with the disorder. On Sunday, an FBI official said there was no indication of any mental health issues. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The United States will give an extra $203 million to help millions of civilians affected by the war in Sudan. That's according to U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, on Thursday, calling up other nations to step up their aid. The funds aim to help civilians in Sudan and those who have fled to neighboring countries since war erupted in April 2023 between the Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces. This is VOA News. Recent internet outages in sub-Saharan Africa due to underwater cable failures have highlighted the continent's reliance on single-path connectivity. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
According to the telecommunications research company Telegeography, over 100 cable cuts occur globally each year. Experts blame the outages on undersea volcanic activities, rockfalls, recent rainfall, and strong currents in rivers. The currents in some rivers are much stronger than when some of the cables were built and deployed. Man-made activities also cause disruptions. According to one report, a ship was attacked in the Red Sea, started to drift, and its anchor pulled up three underwater cables. Experts warn disparities in connectivity across Africa are expected, but the development of infrastructure, government policies, and private sector investments can accelerate growth. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a surprise visit to troops in southern Gaza days before his speech to the U.S. Congress. Netanyahu's visit to Rafah was announced on Thursday, just hours after Israel's far-right national security minister visited Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. That move threatens to disrupt sensitive talks aimed at reaching ceasefire in the nine-month-old Israel-Gaza war. Israeli negotiators landed on Wednesday in Cairo, where negotiators are working to bridge gaps between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was elected for a second term on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lawmakers were called to post their ballots in the 720-seat parliament. The vote comes hot on the heels of strong gains by the far right in last month's election for the European Parliament. Ahead of the vote, von der Leyen promised to keep extreme views at bay.
I will never accept that demagogues and extremists destroy our European way of life.
Over the past 5 years, von der Leyen has steered the bloc through a series of crises, ranging from Britain's exit from the EU, the COVID-19 pandemic, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I am Karen Chamas.
Court officials say closing arguments in the Russian espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held on Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for over a year. The court said Gershkovich attended a trial session for a second day behind closed doors on Thursday. He faces charges that he, his employer, and the U.S. government strongly deny. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.